Welcome to AncientFuture.today and our conversations with the Grand Council about current events. Well, hi everyone, it's Megan here. I'm here with Diane and the Grand Council. It is Friday, May 29th, 2020. And there is a lot happening in the world right now, and we were having a conversation with the Grand Council today, and they said that they would really like us to get together and to do a podcast today. So welcome, Diane. Welcome, the Grand Council. And let's get started.
Well, indeed, this is the Grand Council with the Diane as Oracle, as always. And so we are very pleased to be invited in to have a moment of conversation. Discourse with you, the Megan, the Wayshore of the Grand Council. And so it is that we come today to comment on, perhaps discuss a bit, if you are up for a discussion, about what is happening in your world, on your planet at this time. As you have said, it is the 29th of May, 2020. There have been many months of sheltering in place, so to speak, with the, so to speak, COVID-19 pandemic or plandemic, depending on who you listen to. And many people have pent up emotions, pent up energies, pent up desires, pent up opinions about things that they are keen to express. And the Minneapolis Police Department sent four police people out onto the street who were not thinking, or they were thinking in ways that resulted in the death of a young black man from having his throat crushed by the knee of an officer who sat on top of the man with his knee on this man's throat for up to 9 minutes and asphyxiated him, and God knows, may have broken his throat as well. And so it is that there are thousands of Americans out on the streets, both in Minneapolis, Washington, D.C., many other cities in your nation, as are their National Guard out to keep from people from looting and burning and destroying property that really has nothing to do with the protest of brutality by the very people that are paid to keep you safe, not to kill you, not to harass you, not to deny you your rights of moving about freely, regardless of who you are. And it appears, although it has yet to be investigated properly, that this man was not doing anything illegal other than going through a stop sign, which in the state many of you have been in your lockdown, your sequestering, your sheltering in place. Many of you have forgotten to be present to the present moment because it all seems like Groundhog Day to all of you, interminable present moment after present moment. And so it is quite easy for people to make a mistake and cause a minor infraction of that sort. What the issue is, though, is that young black men in the United States often end up dead for something of a minor traffic infraction. Young black women often end up dead because they are afraid to get out of their car and be handcuffed and manhandled by police. There are many, many good people who are in your law enforcement agencies who are working for the protection of the citizenry and who do not forget that they are being paid by your hard-earned tax dollars and that they are in fact working for you to keep your communities safe from crime. And yet there are the other factions who are there to prove their point that they are the enforcers of whatever laws they happen to want to see enacted in a given moment. And there are forces within your forces that are malevolent, and they are indeed in your law enforcement all over your nation and in your military and everywhere else. So it is time for Americans, as you are doing, to awaken to the reality that your nation is diseased, it is dysfunctional, it is out of control, it is a mess at best. And it is also amazing. It is filled with people who care, with intelligent people with a strong and multiple strong moral values and social mores, people who are generous of soul, people who are innovative. The American spirit and the American capabilities are legendary in the world. It is just as a society, you are no longer working well because you have forgotten who works for whom, your officials, your government, elected officials, your law enforcement, everyone who is paid by your hard-earned dollars work for you. And the equation has been upside down for long time. And you, as Americans, have taken your privileges in the world for granted. You have used more percentage of the world resources than virtually any other nation on earth per capita. You have consumed things and then thrown them away before they're even half used. You buy more food than you can eat, and you waste more food than most nations can buy. It is a country out of control in many cases. And a lot of you despair over this, and a lot of you during this COVID period of sheltering in place have instituted ways to be kind and to be generous and to assist each other and to move back to a sense of community that has been waning since the 1950s in your country. The generation of people in the 60s, 70s, and 80s remember full well that you would go next door to borrow a cup of sugar if you were out of sugar, and you would do the same for anyone who came to your door, a person who was hungry, you would feed them. You would not just damn them to homelessness and say that they were lazy and of inferior status. No, you would find a way to help them if they came to your door. You would leave your doors in many cities around the nation open and unlocked. Even when you left your home, you would leave it unlocked because no one would dare, and nor would they care, to come into your home uninvited, because everyone was on a trajectory of helping everyone, so the nation as well as the world could recover from the devastation of the Second World War. There has not been that kind of world involvement until this pandemic. Yes, there have been wars, and many lives have been lost, and many societies have been upheavaled from genocide all the way from Pol Pot to every different place on earth having their own travesties and their own militaries and their own rioting and their own dictators and their own genocides and on and on and on. It is a human issue we are talking about here, not just an American human issue. We are talking about the morality of humanity having plummeted over the last 70 years, so to speak. And one could question whether it was really all that more elevated prior to the last 70 years, and that is a discussion for another time. We are talking about who you are now, you as humanity, you as the world population, the citizenry of the world at this time. And many of you have commented in your Zoom meetings or your private conversations or whatever that this lockdown period, whilst it has proven to you that there are powers that be that are far more powerful and far more controlling of all of you than you could possibly have imagined prior to this, it has also afforded most of you the opportunity, if you had ways of feeding yourselves, if you were not sleeping rough in weather that was not pleasant to sleep rough in, if you were able to get the basics that you required, most of you, with that caveat, have had an opportunity to slow down, to rest hopefully a bit, to relax. Even your healthcare workers have had a different rhythm in their lives than they might have had before. So it has been a change of pace one way or another for all of you. And it has caused you to reflect, and some of you to deeply reflect. It has caused crime rates in many places to go plummeting and suicide rates to elevate. caused crime and death by guns in the United States to go down 21%, though the use of guns in domestic violence and suicide has gone up. So you see that are many adjustments going on, all the way from people being kind to strangers, whereas they never were before or seldom were before, to people being even more violent to those they say they love and live with, and everything in between. And we bring all of this sort of long and long-winded and far-ranging sort of overview of the last 5 to 6 months for many of you in the pandemic sheltering scenario, to bring to your attention that there are essentially two ways that people are thinking, one or the other of these two ways. One is that people are looking to the future to be a more collaborative, more just, more equal, more loving, more beautiful, more resource sharing, more equitable, more fair, more just, more for more of the world and the humans and the non-human life forms and the planet than there was before, except for busyness. People are enjoying being able to hear the birds sing and not hearing aeroplanes going over all the time and not seeing chemtrails being sprayed in your skies all the time and watching the bee populations return and the wildlife standing where they belong in their wilderness areas when hikers have ventured onto the paths and the deer standing there like, well, you can go around this time. I'm not jumping off because I'm afraid of you. You're in my living room and I'll have you remember that. And. The oceans clearing themselves as they will naturally if they are not polluted in the ways that you humans seem to think is acceptable, some of you. So there are two ways of looking at all of these things, and there are two essential groups of people looking at things, or some are looking and some are not even bothering. The ones who are looking at, let it be better for everything and everyone. And I am willing to give up some of my advantages in order for that to happen. And I am willing to take an active presence and an active part in making things better. My children will have an education that actually makes sense, where they learn something that they can apply to real life, not just to a test or to a competition of who gets the scholarship and who doesn't get to go to school. Everybody gets to go. Let us see how to make that work. To teachers learning to be more creative and more present with their students and getting to know them, ironically, virtually, this way. And everything and everyone else that we are not addressing. So that is one group of people looking at how can we make it all better for everyone and everything, including the planet. And then there are, we will call that divine. And then there is another group. And we are stereotyping and we are clumping people into these arbitrary two groups for a purpose, mainly to talk about it, not that it is real. Because of course, there is a continuum all the way from completely unconscious thinking or lack thereof, completely unconscious people around all of what next and what's my part in having created the mess to begin with, and now what shall we do? To people who are so conscious of it, they are driving themselves and everybody else crazy with, we've got to get it all done now and change everything. And then everything in between. But generally speaking, there will be people who are steeped in love and respect and desire for things to be better for everyone and everything on your planet. And then there are others who cannot wait for the freedoms to come back so they can buy another gun or they can go loot the store without being the only one on the street and therefore being apprehended by the closed circuit television or the police who are roaming the streets or people who like to do things in the dark and get away with it, which may or may not be considered illegal, certainly might be immoral. might be socially unacceptable, people who are having a harder time running their drugs or their human trafficking may be more difficult, may actually have been easier without the scrutinies of so many different people watching comings and goings. All the people who are invested in things being dedicated to their well-being and not to everyone's well-being. Things that are nefarious, things that are illegal, immoral, as we have said. Your governance, your politicians, having had to figure out how to communicate with one another at distance has been good for them because they tend to waste a lot of their time politicking when they are just wandering about the halls of your hallowed governance buildings here, there, and everywhere. And so they have had to be more deliberate about their politicking in some ways by having to ring each other up and talk on Zoom or Skype or whatever they are using. There have been arrests of people while you have been at home. There have been arrests of people that have been indicted quite a long time ago for crimes that range all the way from white-collar crimes to the most heinous things that you could possibly imagine. And it has been easier to arrest them without the scrutiny of humanity going back and forth and back and forth on the streets 24/7. So there are things that are happening in the world of crime and ill doings and bad intentions and selfish, greedy sorts of approaches that many humans on the face of your earth have. It's okay for me and mine, you just take care of yourself sorts of people. So those are the two. We're going to call that group the brutes. And ironically, there are many very well-educated, very well-connected, very, very well-advantaged people in the group that we call brutes. So the divines and the brutes. And each of these are helping to create separate timelines for your planet and for her ascension into the next iteration of whatever she as a sentient being is becoming. As well, now that many of her forests have been burned to the ground, cut and burned, many of her waterways have been fouled for eternity, although given enough time, she can clear them herself. Now that many of the key indicator species of other forms of life have either left your planet or are in the process of dying out, even though much of your agricultural land on the planet has been fouled by the efforts of various different organizations and nefarious projects, to the point where the soils cannot be used as proper soils any longer, and the seeds cannot be replanted because they are required to be bought from the company that originated the poisons that make the soil uninhabitable for a real seed. We could call out the names. There's no need to do that. Everybody knows who they are. And if you don't, then you are probably in the brute category, or you are not waking up to realities as they have been for decades on your planet about who really runs the show and how they have been fouling your planet for you and yours. So we ask you, are you divine? Are you a divine human? Are you divine in human form? And if so, are you behaving divinely? Are you looking after your neighbor as an equal human being with equal rights and responsibilities? Or are you a brute who just functions in life as if the whole thing is all about you and yours? We ask you to define for yourself what this means and to take umbrage at our very, we would say, brutal way of describing humanity at this moment. But everyone is looking for things to be better when all of this is over, so to speak. And we posit to you that it won't be any better. In fact, it could be very much worse if you do not decide to be divine and to put some energies into making the world better for yourself and others. Not necessarily in that order. So then, Megan, we are going to ask you now. Normally, we ask you first to comment. Now we've given you a lot to respond to. What would you like to say? Thank you.
Well, I like the challenge and the question of making a very conscious decision to be human divine. So my heart's going, yes, yes, I'm part of that group. And I like that I'm being asked to make a declaration and a decision, because I think otherwise humans have a tendency to stand by or to think that it's happening to someone else. And so when I think, which category am I in? It's clearly I am in firmly in the camp of human divine. And I think for me, I often find it difficult to sort of name another group because it makes me feel like I'm othering. And yet the way you've described it isn't an othering, it's just a discernment that we are actually seeing these two different timelines. And you know, I know a lot of people may not have heard that term before, and I would encourage anyone who doesn't understand or has never heard the concept of a timeline to do some investigation, because it's really, really interesting. And I think important that we recognize that we're co-creators creating the timeline with the people we want to live with and the concepts we want to create and the goodwill to others that we are co-creating together with people and the earth. So that's the timeline that I'm on. And I think it's really important that we become more and more conscious of that. So thank you for bringing all of this to our attention. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And for anyone who is smarting from or hurting from whatever we have said, please take truth from the fact that if it were not personal, you would not be hurting or smarting. And so wherever you find yourself in this equation that we have posited as a possibility, of course, we do not need to be right. We do not live to be right or wrong. We live to bring possibilities to your attention. That is how we are animated, is by your request to be able to think more acutely, to perceive things more clearly, to co-create things that work better for you. And we are suggesting, wouldn't it be nice if it worked well for everyone? And this is the time. These are the times that you are able to co-create in these ways more easily than ever before, because a lot of the detritus of the busyness and the noise and the light and the all of the artificial lights and the chemicals sprayed on your skies through your chemtrails and all of the different things that have been snuck in on you and sold to you with the bill of goods that it's somehow better for you and everyone, which it in fact is not. Like the 5G, many of you will wake up one day and you will have a 5G tower in your backyard, and you will begin to have physical symptoms that are disastrous for you, for your pets, for your plants, for anything that is alive and growing. And you will start to hear rumors that 5G is the culprit. It's why this is happening, and you won't believe it because you so enjoy being able to stream your television programs and your movies, and you don't have interruptions in your broadband conversations, and you're working from home because everybody decided to do that after COVID, and you are so grateful for 5G, and yet it is killing you and just about everything alive. And you twig on the truth of that, and then you begin to say something. And of course, in human parlance, usually you will point a finger at the provider of this program, of this resource, which on the surface looks like it's a wonderful thing, and it will assist many of the technological advancements and connections and services that you already have. It will be a boon to many, many different industries and individuals, and yet it comes at a cost of your well-being, your physical well-being, your longevity, your birthright to live without technically induced disease and deterioration to your physical selves. And so then you will begin to point your finger at the suppliers of this, and they will rightly say to you, when you were watching hours of television during the first COVID pandemic, Did you not see us tell you that we were already busy putting these towers in your backyards and your farmyards and your mountains and all over at least the United States and many nations around the world? Where were you when the ads were going on? Did we not make them loud enough to overcome the fact that you had left the television set and gone to your kitchen to prepare a snack? Because that was what we intended to do. So knowing that these things are detrimental to you, knowing someday you might turn around and point your fingers at us and say, what were you not thinking? We can say to you, why were you not paying attention when we told you upfront and absolutely honestly what we were doing? You have no legal right to come to us and say, take them down, because we told you we were going to be doing this. Of course, it has not been tested enough yet for us to be able to stand the scrutiny of what you are saying to us now, because years or however long it takes for all of these detrimental things to happen are just in the process now. So we are learning along with you. And oh, we never intended that to be, just like the companies with the chemicals spraying on your farmlands all over the world. Oh, we just meant to feed the world. We meant to stop drought. We meant to help. And most people who are in these industries and with these service providers genuinely believe that's what they are doing when they go to work every day. It is the people that conceive the ideas and who sit in the power boardrooms and make those decisions who do have the knowledge of both sides of those two coins and many others, chemtrails being another, who make decisions for short and long-term profitability, for advantage to them to build their power structures and to pad their power portfolios. That and many other things we could list for all of you to pay attention to. But those three in particular, the agriculture, the technology, and the air and water qualities that all of you have seen go down drastically over the last many years. All of those things, the providers have told you exactly what they're doing. They just have not given you the whole picture. And so those of you who have paid attention to the downsides of those advantages or seeming advantages have been the ones to blow the whistles and to pay the price for being those who were not willing to swallow the public relations bump or public relations advertising or not to read between the lines. We are asking you to wake up. Wake up to what is really good for you and the planet, which is really good for all species, large and small, and to live a lifestyle that is simpler, that is less complicated, that requires less complexity in your services that you consume, that allows you to live close to the land and close to the heart of the planet, and to be one species on the planet, not the dominant species, to be a key indicator species. When you are well, the rest of the planet is well. And if you look at the recent experiences that you have had, you've noted that people who were not already well are the ones who succumb to this so-called virus. And so it is, and we say so-called, we know it's a virus. We are not suggesting it is not a virus. What we are saying is that what it was something that occurs all the time on your planet. Viruses are epidemic on your planet many, many times a year and have been forever and will forever be, because they are part and parcel of the ecosystem of the earth, as are you a part and parcel of the ecosystem of the earth. You are not the only species that matters on the planet, nor are you the only one that functions, even though it appears at times that that seems to be the mentality. So when you take your rightful place as a conscious steward or conscious guardian, or even just a conscious participant would be even better in the way that the Earth's ecosystem works, and you do that well, your levels of disease and disharmony and crime and all of the other things that suggest that all humans are brutes, which we know not to be true. In fact, all of you are divine. Some of you just act like brutes and think like brutes. So we invite you to be the divine beings that you are in human form, that we know you to be. We see your light, even when you are thieving someone's packages from their front door before they even get to see their deliveries. We know who you are, who are trafficking other human beings for slavery or sexual purposes, or to sell their body parts for organ transplants or for whatever it is that the nefarious reasons are. We know who you are, and you will know what you have done in the scheme of your soul's journey when you pass from your human experience. We'll have a chance to take a look at how that really works and how it really looked and what it has cost your soul in its advancement to do and to be. And of course, you will have your opportunity to be divine once again and to make new choices and to create new blueprints and to have new experiences. So we are not the ones to call you sinful. No, that is a religion that will call you sinful. We will call you a person who is living as a brute, who is taking advantage of your lifetime for your benefit and to the detriment of others. And that is a choice, and you can stop that at any time. And those of you that are not living that way, get on with your good works and leave these nefarious characters to burn themselves out and to betray each other. Don't take your eyes off of what they are doing, and do not turn a blind eye to what they are doing. Just let them self-destruct, for they are well on their way of doing so. So we have been very frank, we have been very bold, we have been very provocative and edgy in this. It will not be a session that will be to the liking of many who are used to us having a good time and making things a bit easier to swallow, for this is not the intent of this particular sharing. It is for those of you who have been open-eyed, clear-headed, open-hearted, willing to look at endless possibilities, right or wrong, good or bad, holy or not sacred, whatever. However bold you are is however boldly you will receive whatever we have offered up for your consideration. So the Megan, we thank you for hosting us. We thank you for enduring our edgy energies during this. And we trust that everyone will know that our intentions are to wake you up, to hold your feet to your own fire of morality and of mastery, and to help be part of the creation of a better world for yourself, everyone else who is in human form, and every other life form, including the planet herself. And with this, we bid you all blessings and love in measures that you can only imagine. And for now, adieu.
Your journey of mastery continues with ancientfuture.today.